What about a, say you had, a man has three children. One of them's 20 years old, one's 15, and one's 10. Talking about them in terms of being grown up, you'd say the one that's 20, he's the, what? Talking about them, you know, in terms of being grown up, the one that's 20, you'd say he's the,
he's the oldest, yeah, he's the oldest, mine's 20, oldest, so-and-so, he's older than so-and-so.
What about, how many boys in your family? Two boys and? What about a woman who's expecting to have a baby? You say she's
pregnant.
Have you ever heard people say anything else?
Yeah. Big, something like that.
Have you ever heard anybody say something if they were joking about it or trying to be funny about it?
I've had a few expressions made like that in time, I guess. I don't know what other call this or that's what they said, but
one man told me that he had heard people say, well, she swallowed a pumpkin seed.
Right.
Something like that.
That old man, that guy's wife swallowed a pumpkin seed, or this old gal up here or something. Right. I heard that expression made.
If a woman was going to have a baby and there wasn't a doctor around, what would you call a woman that you might send for?
Oh, call them granny women in this country. Mm-hmm. And go around and get the old granny woman.
What about if a boy has the same color eyes as his father, same color hair, maybe the same shape nose, you say that boy
sure does favor his daddy.
And what about a woman who's taken care of a lot of children since they were little? You'd say that she has.
She's a babysitter. She's a babysitter. Or a kindergarten or something like that. No, I don't get called kindergarten. Babysitter.
Where's he going with that big truck?
They don't like that load of wheat on it.
Uh-huh. What might you say that your wife has done, or you and your wife together with all your children, since they're little till they're grown, you say you've
raised them up, we raised our children up so-and-so, to be what we wanted to be, or something like that.
Or if one of your sons is, let's say, he's 3 inches taller this year than he was last year, you say he sure did.
Hey, sure he grew up. Grew a little more than he did last year, but grew more this year than he's ever grown, or something like that.
What about a child who is born to an unmarried woman? You call him a what?
Yeah, I used to call him Bastard. Mm-hmm. It used to be the name of what I always heard it called. Mm-hmm. That's a bastard young. And a lot of times the father'd say, well, I didn't want to say bastard. He's a woods colt.
Woods colt.
Something like that.
You ever heard him called volunteer?
I don't believe I did. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I ever heard that expression made.
What if, say you, there's somebody has a girl named Peggy, and you might say, and a girl named Jane, you might say, well now, Jane's a loving child, but Peggy's even a...
Well, a sucky-like kid.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's a sucky-like kid. She don't have to do it.